That traditional sound of the season has been fading in recent years as online shopping has grown and retailers close stores.
We depend upon that foot traffic going in and out of the brick-and-mortar stores. And over the last decade, as you know, internet shopping, as online shopping has really taken off and foot traffic has changed, it has affected the Red Kettle campaign.
Major Stephen Lopes, Director of Operations for the Salvation Army in Buffalo, says donations are down 5 to 10% across Western New York. The region-wide goal is $1 million.
This is a year we've gotten off to a slow start, so we're praying and believing that our communities will rally around.
The campaign relies on thousands of volunteers. All the money raised stays local, and Lopes says Red Kettle donations are used well beyond Christmas.
365 days a year, the Salvation Army is trying to meet the needs of our community.
Despite the recent strength of the economy and low unemployment, Lopes says a lot of people are still seeking help.
They're not the unemployed poor. They're the working poor. Those who are working, but they don't have a wage. They don't have, you know, compensation that allows them to pay for all the necessities that they need to. And I'm not talking about going on vacations to Disney World, just meeting the basic needs. So we see that in an economy like we have here, where there's low unemployment, but there's still a great need.
One of hundreds of people receiving help from the Salvation Army this Christmas is Donna. Her granddaughter was in foster care, so the 53-year-old, who works part-time, went to court so she could raise the 9-year-old.
And I don't get any help, you know, from the county or anything, and this just helps out immensely for her. She still believes in Santa Claus, and so do I, because Santa Claus might not be a real person, but he's in the spirit of everyone, and I truly believe there is a Santa Claus.
Lopes says it's not too late to give.
If your travels don't pass a Red Kettle, you could always write us a check and mail it to the local Salvation Army and just put in the memo, you know, it's for the Red Kettle campaign. It's another way you can support the campaign if your shopping experience doesn't pass a kettle.
Chris Kaya, WBFO News.